Take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Morena, Karen, how are you?
I'm well, Rachel. How are you?
Good.
Hang on,
microphone.
There we go. Classic bit of yellow mic fritzing on a Monday morning.
The yellow mic.
Hey, what have you brought us this morning? I'm excited about this.
Yeah, actually, I'm excited too. It's called Wild Honey, Reading New Zealand Women's Poetry, and it's fresh out of the box. And thank you for the coffee, Tess. It's got a cat on it.
Okay, we just need to point out
it doesn't have a cat on it.
I can. That looks like my cat, Kitsy.
I mean, it didn't turn out right.
I would just like to say, after
I don't want to be too hard on myself.
After Tess made Rob a cat coffee a couple of weeks ago, everyone who's come up to the studio who normally has a black coffee is like, I'll actually have a milky coffee, thanks, Tess. Can you please put a cat on it?
It was like a one-off or a two-off, you know, and now I'm just not. It's just
now you're in demand.
The pressure's got to me.
Anyway. I appreciate it. Thank
anyway,
you.
Sorry, Karen.
Back to poetry. What's the name of this anthology?
It's called Wild Honey, Reading New Zealand Women's Poetry.
Oh, it's a beautiful big
it's
book.
It's beautiful. And it's edited by Paula Green, and I feel like this is a landmark book. I feel like she's just put so much work into it. I think it took her about 4 years.
Wow.
Really?
But it's probably been gestating for maybe even decades. Mm-hmm. And it's hefty. There's something like 201 New Zealand woman poets.
Far out.
That are explored in this book. And that's not everybody, but...
that's a good cross-section, yeah.
Pretty comprehensive. And I guess it's kind of bringing New Zealand woman poets into the limelight that they deserve to be in, and a lot of them are quite unknown that I didn't know about.
Yeah,
and it's pretty breathtaking, and she's done a really remarkable job. I just wanted to talk a little bit about the structure of the book, because it's quite beautifully structured.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that when I just flipped through it there.
Yeah, it's she's taken the chapters take the structure of a house. And the domestic features of a house.
Okay.
So it's a really nice way of presenting the information. So you sort of move through the study, the hallway, the shoe closet, the kitchen, the music room, and then you go out into the garden and into the city.
Oh, that's so cool.
And how poets kind of relate to those themes. And I just think that's quite beautiful and quite thoughtful. It could have just been, you know, a kind of dry block of a book, but this is super engaging and super lively. And I really love what she's done in that she weaves together biography, memoir, poetry and poems and criticism in a way that's really engaging and readable. And I think it would really appeal to people who want like an in into poetry, New Zealand woman's poetry, who don't know much about it, but then I think it would really satisfy people that are very engaged poetry readers.
When I just looked at that when you brought it in, I feel like it looks like an encyclopedia of poetry.
Yeah.
That's like kind of...
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
It's kind of incredible as well, because as you were saying, there are so many incredible women poets in New Zealand, you know, poets of all genders in New Zealand, but it's actually remarkable to have it a kind of quite comprehensive tome of works from these people that, as you were saying, has been a huge labour of love from somebody who's really involved in the scene for a long time, so is quite aware of everything across the board.
Yeah.
This is a pretty special book.
It's pretty special, and I think she's the person for the job.
Yeah.
I think she was the person to put this book together, and as you would expect, it's published by Massey University Press, and as you'd expect from them, it's beautiful publishing, beautiful Sarah Lang artwork all the way through, beautiful
it's got
cover.
The way through the artwork.
Yeah, she's got some little illustrations throughout the book, and they're so distinctively her and work really well. And I love the cover. It's kind of
it's got all the poets on the lawn.
Yeah, it depicts women poets, kind of like in a garden salon, and they're all sort of talking to each other. And
got Selena Tusitala-Marsh lying on the
reclining
on the rug, looking like they're having a nice time.
And this is really cool. There's like a at the back. There's like a little biography about all the different poets.
And
that's
I was actually
so cool.
going to say about that, reading those biographies of each of the poets is fascinating enough.
Mm.
I just found myself reading through those and it's pretty breathtaking. It's a wonderful
book. What a great
book
to figure out, like, if you're maybe new to poetry or something as well, to
Definitely.
Figure out who you like and what books you want to invest in, because I feel like that's One of the hard things with poetry is that if it's you're so not diverse. In it, you kind of, it's intimidating to be like, well, what am I going to like?
But
like,
this is such a friendly, approachable way, but still satisfies, I think, serious poetry consumers.
Mm.
So much care, I think, has been put into producing this book.
Mm. It's totally gorgeous. Can you read it like a novel? Can you start at the start and go through, or is it a dip in and out kind of a book?
You definitely can read it all the way through. I actually didn't. I just sort of dipped in and out.
That's the beauty of a big anthology.
And looked things up in the index and would look people up. You can see that my cover's got heaps of underlinings and notes in here.
It's always the sign of a good book.
As I often do.
You're saying there's a big music chapter in this as well.
Yeah, there's a little chapter in here called The Music Room, and in it she explores the writing and work of people like Ella Yelich O'Connor, Aldous Harding, Nadia Reid, Chelsea Jade, and she engages with their work as a deep reader and probably activates their work in a way that maybe we haven't thought of before. Yeah, which I thought was a really nice kind of modern inclusion into this book.
That's fantastic. Yeah. Well, remind us of the title and where you can get it again.
So it's called Wild Honey, Reading New Zealand Woman's Poetry, edited by Paula Green, and just in time for National Poetry Day too, which is in a couple of weeks, so that's pretty exciting. And you can find it at Time Out.
Very exciting. Will there be the annual, discount with your B-card, will there be the annual poetry reading at Time Out Books?
Yeah, All Tomorrow's Poets on the Friday, and it will be big and bold. It's BYO, and everyone should come along. It'll be so much fun. Look on our website for details.
I've been to the last few of those, and they're always a great time.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, Karen. We're going to play Aldous Harding now, because she's one of the poets included in this anthology. This is Fixture Picture.
Picture. was Loose Reads.